With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. You might notice an increased police presence in Malden Park over the next few days. It's not an investigation, just a training exercise. Windsor and London police officers will be there today through to Thursday. Windsor Police have a new deputy chief. Carol DeGraff is the new deputy chief of operational support. He's a 28-year veteran of the service. His appointment took effect on Friday. Changes to auto insurance could be coming in tomorrow's Ontario budget. There's word drivers will have more choice of plans to lower car insurance premiums. The CBC says it's the second time the Ford government has tried to reform auto insurance. The first time was in 2019, but it's not clear if it worked. The Auditor General said in 2022, Ontario drivers were still paying the highest premiums on average in the country. The Ontario government plans to keep its tax cut on gas and fuel until the end of the year now. It first cut those by 5.7 cents a litre on gas and 5.3 cents a litre on fuel back in the summer of 2022. The cut was going to expire in June, but now the gas tax will stay at 9 cents a litre until the end of December. Two Windsor companies will share an investment of over $424,000 from the province to expand. Dymachem will get almost $178,000, while Glider Guard Tool and Die will get more than $246,000. At Glider Guard, that'll create 7 new jobs and retain 88 others. Dymachem will hire 16 more people and retain 30 jobs. The Caldwell First Nation and Parks Canada are signing an agreement today that will allow Caldwell to co-govern the new Ojibwe National Urban Park in Windsor. The ceremony is underway in Point Pelee National Park. It's another milestone towards the new park's creation. The head of Boeing is stepping down at the end of the year after months of technical failures and mid-air incidents, including a door plug that blew off a plane in January. Dave Calhoun and other senior leaders at the company announced they were leaving this morning. Global News says they'll stay on until then to stabilize the plane manufacturer. And you might end up paying more for chocolate this Easter. Industry experts blame bad crops in West Africa. Global News says a recent report noted cocoa prices were up nearly 65% from a year ago. The Jays take on the Pirates in spring training today, while later this evening, the Raptors host the Nets and the Pistons play the Knicks. The Leafs and Wings are off tonight. We'll get sun and cloud, windy today and up to 13, windy tonight too with showers, down to 7 overnight, and cloudy tomorrow, maybe showers, very windy, and 13 again. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.